Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Wow. That's like a little second to none you got going on there. We're busting that out here on a Thursday. Damn, people, welcome in. It is Thursday. It is October the
31st. My mind's playing tricks on me.
Which means it is Halloween. And yeah, it's also the backtrack to a, if you want it, one of my favorite groups out of L.A., little DJ Quick produced, second to none. Damn, bringing back some memories here on a Thursday. I cannot believe it. Throwback Thursday, though, so I guess it is fitting. But let me tell you here on a Halloween, I don't know what's more disturbing right now. The fact that Dane's picture is not in what you guys are seeing here. I kind of feel like I'm seeing a ghost, or the damn fact that tomorrow is November the 1st, people. November the 1st, 2019, and we're just a little over a week away. College hoops getting ready to start up. NBA in full effect. See, boom, it's magic. There he is. It is just, it's mind-blowing, and it's always mind-blowing this time of year because at the end of October, it signals the end of yet another Major League Baseball season. And it all came down, guys, to a Game 7 for the 2019 season. And it delivered.
Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. Yeah! Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
6-2 is what the final was. There's a lot of ways to dissect what we watched last night, but ultimately, the Washington Nationals were the better team and did something that's never been done before. And that was go ahead and win a World Series, a best of seven series by never winning a game at home. Every game, all four, on the road. It is the first time, not only in Major League Baseball, guys, but it's never happened in any professional sports landscape here in this country. We've never seen it any place else in a best of series, a best of seven series, where you don't win one game at home. And for the Houston Astros, this is going to be a bitter pill for a long, long time. And it's also going to, I think, show the world, Dane, that you can win all your games at home during the regular season. October is a different animal. It's a different series. It's a different everything. And I think one of the takeaways, having watched this game last night, is to go, the things that it takes in order to be able to get to that point last night, a game seven in a World Series, Dane, are not even remotely close to the things it requires for you to get through a 162-game season. Now, I don't know that that's across the board or if it's just what Major League Baseball, because what we saw last night, the Washington Nationals won this series because they played baseball like we've always played it, Dane. Everything we bitched and moaned about, right, all year long, they executed, bunting guys over, playing small ball, playing defense, you know, making guys, you know, put the bat on the ball. All of those things that we bitched and moaned about with the, you know, the three true outcomes during the year, yep. Dane, all of that went out the window. Anybody that lived and died that way that you play through 162 games in a year, yeah, they're not holding a trophy right now. The team that stuck to baseball, the game that we love and we've always played, Dane, and that we've always grown up learning how to play. Yeah, guys, that's what ultimately won the 2019 World Series, Dane. It's kind of, it's an interesting perspective, but that's what it is. Baseball, maybe, was the big winner last night. The game of baseball, the fundamentals. Yeah, they're alive and well, Dane, because it's what you need to win a damn World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Degenerate, to make it rain here. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. First of all, Joe, that was a remix, and that was Ghetto Boys, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, in which a couple of the verses are about Halloween. And so maybe that's why Bavona decided to play that today.
No, I knew that, but it was the first thing that came into my head was because that was one of my favorite in the early 90s. They were one of my favorite guys out in L.A.
Absolutely. There was one of their verse starts this year. Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys went trick-or-treating. But in any event, you're absolutely right, Joe. We said it all year long. We said it going into the playoffs, right? The three true outcomes is not going to necessarily be it. We're going to actually have to play baseball. We said everything from the weather, right, and it getting colder. So other reasons that we've talked about, while the ball didn't fly as far, the way teams will have to manage it, the way bullpens may be exposed when you see the same team five times in a week, and the importance of, a rally. Like, when have we seen rallies before in this three true outcome world? And that's what Washington did. And that's what you need to do, Joe, you know, when you're down by two on the road in the sixth or seventh inning, right? You can't play hero ball, right? And think that someone's going to hit a seven-run homer. And that's what the Nationals were doing all playoffs long. They were hot as all hell before their losses to the Astros at home, winning something like 18 of their 20 games. So that recent form being really important. And one of the things we said is they did it in so many different ways. Yeah, they had the starting pitching, but they have these, you know, guys like Rendon and Turner to put the bat on the ball, an emerging star in Juan Soto, who, by the way, Joe, Dave Martinez said he had his first beer ever last night. Very I don't cool. know if I believe that or not, but Joe Buck told us how old he was about 10,000 times over the course of the last year. But, you know, the Twins, major league record for home runs, they gone. The Yankees, right behind them, they gone. You know, Billy Bean said it when he was managing GM for the Oakland A's all the time. You put your teams together for a 162-game regular season, then you play a one-game playoff or a five-game crapshoot, and you never really know. But, yes, you do need all the tools in order to win, and that's what we saw. Kudos to the Washington Nationals. Strasburg as the MVP. Rendon is going to make a ton of money in the offseason, and so is Strasburg and Cole. They might make $1 billion combined in their contract.
Yeah, there's a few guys that cemented themselves there in this series that it's going to look this future is bright for a number of those guys. It's also filled with dollar signs because they're going to make an awful lot of money. But it wouldn't be a morning show here if we didn't rip apart every decision made in that game seven last night.
Sure,
let's do that. We will rip apart AJ Hinch, the losing team. We will celebrate Dave Martinez and company. And we'll let you hear some of the calls from last night. We'll do that next as we look to make it rain. SportsGrid.com. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstone, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Classic here on this Halloween 2019, October the 31st. Welcome in. Hope you guys got enough candy ready for those trick-or-treaters here. And I'm just wondering, I don't know if you guys in your neighborhood there, I don't know if people go door-to-door in the flats and everything else that, when you go to New York City, it's a little bit different of a, it's not like, it's not tree-lined streets here, guys, with houses and walk up, you know, you got a bunch of different old school railroad flats and everything else there. Do the kids still go door-to-door in the buildings there?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Joe, and something that, interestingly enough, surprised my fiance when we were living, when we started living together. It was her first time really like in a normal New York City, like, apartment building, you know? And so I would say two things that go down. One is that, you know, I happen to live on kind of a pretty major street. Like it's 181st Street, subways stop on 181st Street, you know? So it's a kind of major thoroughfare. And what happens is with the kids, all the like neighborhood shops open up. Okay. So like the deli, the barber shop, the nail salon, the dry cleaners, you know, on the block, they'll all have candy and stuff out. So the kids go from like store to store instead of maybe door to door. But then within the apartment building, you go door to door, like in the hallway of the apartment building, and you do in fact knock on doors. And what I do, because I don't want to buy all this candy because I don't want to have the extra candy around afterwards, I just give them a handful of change. I got like a change jar, you know, where I have my keys and stuff. I just drop off my change when I come in. And so that builds over time. So if kids ring my doorbell tonight, I ain't giving them candy. I'm just going to dig in there, get a handful of change, and boom, put it in their bag.
You know, kids hate when people do that.
I don't care if kids hate when they do that. I didn't want to tell them that. But I am not buying all that candy, giving candy to have this candy left over. I don't need that. I'm already going to put on some pounds because of the holidays. And I got a wedding in February. I got to look good on a beach. Forget
Dan's
that.
He's dropping like stock certificates in these kids' things here. Hey, kid, here's a couple
you
of
know what I'll
here's
do,
a
Joe?
Nice CD for you.
Yeah, here's what I'll do. I'll write on a little piece of paper. I'll put it in their thing and I'll be like, yo, lay the 9.5 with the Niners tonight. Bang.
Exactly. Give them a parlay card. That's what you give them, damn it. Hey, kid, who are you liking this game tonight, all right? Oh, my word. I'll split the profits with you.
Yeah, forget the candy. Take the under. You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Much better.
It is Halloween's always fun, though, and it's funny. Whether it's, you know, rural America, whether it's the burbs or whether it's the city, you know, kids are out there. But listen, don't be – and this was always the big thing that annoyed me. Like, don't be like 17 years old and knocking on doors for like candy, guys. All right. Like, you know, get your ass a job and go out and buy your own damn candy. All right.
Unless, like, I'll say this. Unless like you're the one taking three little brothers and sisters around.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. But
you know what I mean?
That ain't happening.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's like, hell no. You know, they're always knocking on door looking for brownies, if you know what I mean. Like, oh, hell no. Like, hell no, dude. Like, you can't, you're 26. Like, you can't be knocking on doors. That's like Venmo Brian, man. I could see him knocking on doors, man, being like, I haven't eaten, man. I'm starving.
When was the last time you went trick or treating, Venmo B?
Probably when I was like 12. I don't know.
So, like, 2 years.
You cut off, huh? You cut off.
So, like, 2 years ago. Cool.
2 years?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what happens. See, once you get to college and then after college, then, you know, you get to dress like whatever you want to dress like. So, we, you know, the girls certainly take advantage of that. And
right, it's like sexy something, whatever.
Oh, it's it's skanky this, skanky that.
Right,
and
right,
it's
right.
Like, yeah, you're librarian my ass. All right. Nobody's ever dressing like the librarian.
Where's that library?
You know
Halloween
exactly.
On a college campus is probably one of the best days of the year. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely. Good times, man.
Great.
All right, so Venmo Brian stopped when he was 12. So, don't be the 15, 16, 17-year-old. And if you're higher than that, then just get your ass a job, will you please?
All I'm going to say is that there are girls going out there this year as sexy Mr. Rogers.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, that's just – would you be –
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with
that. Yeah, won't
you be? Yes, if you're like 17 years old, forget trick-or-treating, go to Duane Reade and buy yourself some candy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Like, get your ass on candy. Like, not damn. Sexy Miss. See, now, Bavona, you got to pull me up a photo of that because now you got me intrigued. I don't even know what a sexy Mr. Well, what are they wearing? A sweater? Like, I don't even get it. Oh, I can't.
I saw that sexy Bob Ross.
No.
With Tig and her, like, yeah, she had, like, cut off jean shorts, you know, looking great.
Really?
And, like, just like the denim shirt. With the wig and like a paint palette, you know, pretty little trees over here. You can really
sexy
do anything.
Bob Ross. These are nice trees. We bring in some clouds. Oh, I loved him. Missed him. Guy was the best, man. Absolutely the best. All right. So last night in the World Series, and I'm wondering if anybody's going to go as Justin Verlander, where they just have a big giant L on their chest for loser 0-6 in his World Series appearances. But some of the standout performances, and you mentioned it, Dane, that Strasburg was the MVP. And it was interesting during in-game live last night while we were doing it, we were watching. It was funny. Everything, obviously, as the game was flowing, so the odds were changing, everything else along those lines. But the MVP odds were also changing last night as the game went on, which we thought was pretty cool because you could have gotten – it was funny. You could have gotten Greinke at like 11-1 before the game, but by the time he got into like the third or fourth inning, he was down to 6-1, and it was looking as if he was going to be, it was going to be one of the best performances we have seen in a long, long time because that off-speed pitch of his curveball, his off-speed stuff, guys, was just. It made them look ridiculous, the Washington Nationals. They had no answer. They were swinging at balls. It was bouncing 3 feet in front of the plate. It was quite obvious he was in total control through five innings. I mean, they had one hit, guys. They had one damn hit. And he only had 80 pitches by the time he got to the sixth inning, right? So through the sixth inning, he gets out there on the seventh. He gets one out. And then Rendon hits a home run, right? So now it's 2-1. There's one out. and Soto comes up, and it's obvious he's not, you know, he's been pitching around Soto all week, but made him look like a complete idiot the first two times up at the plate. He walks him, and then this is where the second guessing, as far as I'm concerned, is going to come in.
Right.
Because not once, but twice during the game, A.J. Hinch had Gerrit Cole up, ready to rock and roll, warming up in the bullpen. And we were all kind of going, all right, when are you going to bring him in? How are you going to bring him in? But when he walked Soto, he had 80 pitches thrown already, Dane,
exactly.
2-6 1/3. 80. And I need I remind you, prior to Rendon, they had one hit and were looking like complete morons. Then you have Howie Kendrick coming up to the plate. And instead of going, all right, you know, great job, let's bring in Cole, or even better, as far as I'm concerned, he made Kendrick look like an idiot two times up at the plate already throughout the day. Let him stay in. That's why you traded for him. But no, no, no. Instead, he's got to go to his bullpen, and that worked out really, and I mean really well.
That's down the right field line into the corner. This ball. Nationals on top. Howie Kendrick has made it 3-2.
And it was pretty much over from that point. You bring in the same dude that gave up the home run the night before in the seventh inning to Rendon. Instead, I would have seen anything other than it's either Cole or keep Greinke in at that point, Dane. You are not. What are you bubble wrapping Cole for exactly? Like, what do you say? Why do you have him up? Because he said after the game, which I thought was totally Bush League too as well, and I thought that it was kind of a BS excuse, but this is why he didn't bring in Cole.
I wasn't going to pitch him unless we were going to win the World Series and have a lead. I mean, he was going to help us win. I didn't want him. He was available, and I felt it was a game that he was going to come in had we tied it or taken the lead. He was going to close the game in the ninth after I brought Osuna in.
Why? You were leading. You had that was the moment to bring him in. Exactly. Or you know what, AJ? Don't overthink the moment. You got a guy that's thrown 80 pitches through 6 1/3, is dominating this lineup, and you leave Cole in the bullpen. I can't wait to hear what you got to say about this, Dan, because I was going crazy.
Had one excuse or reason that I thought was sort of valid, but it's not what A.J. Hinch said, so I'm confused now.
I tell you what
I thought would be a valid reason on the other side of the break.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Let the second guessing begin. Coming up next, make it rain.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
The window. NBA, it's the Larry O'Brien Trophy. The NFL, it's the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And of course, NHL, Lord Stanley's Cup. But the Major League Baseball, it's the Commissioner's Trophy. How lame is that for a name of the World Series Trophy? The Commissioner's Trophy? Come on now. Come on, baseball. It should be like the Hank Aaron Trophy or Babe Ruth Trophy.
Watch live with weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Ah, he's reaching here at this point. All right, so listen, guys, follow us. YouTube and Instagram, Sports Grid TV. If you haven't done so, subscribe on YouTube. And, of course, make sure you're following us on Instagram, Sports Grid TV. Never miss a show or a highlight. Some of the funniest, most informative clips, too, by the way, from all the shows can be found on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And don't forget the NBA. We got some news coming out of the NBA last night, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com this season. You can compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. It is the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you can get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% now on winning NBA DFS advice. Use the promo code DUNK. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk. DailyRoto.com/dunk. Get your 10% off now. And remember, DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome back in. Here it is, Make It Rain here on this Halloween, October the 31st. I'm German Air. He is Dane Martinez. And if you're just joining us, Dane and I are just breaking down here that seventh inning where it went all wrong for the Astros and all right for the Washington Nationals. And it's a questionable decision at best is to A.J. Hinch. His decision with Greinke having pitched 6 1/3, only 80 pitchers thrown, and he opted to go to the bullpen to face Howie Kendrick, a righty, take out a righty, bring in a righty, and it not be Gerrit Cole, who had warmed up not once but twice already in the game. And a lot of people felt like, all right, if you're going to take out Greinke, it's got to be Gerrit Cole. Now, Hinch at the after it says, nah, you know, the plan was only in the ninth inning if we were up were we going to use Gerrit Cole, which to me makes absolutely zero sense why you'd even take Greinke out at that moment. And if you did, you brought in Will Harris, the guy that just gave up the home run the night before, and he served it up to Howie Kendrick again. So questions all the way around, and I know it's easy after the fact, but even while they were making that change, Dane, I was like, what is A.J. Hinch doing? What were your thoughts in that moment there? What would you have done?
So listen, first of all, remember, Joe, that yesterday morning, 2 days ago in the morning, you and I both said that, you know, Strasburg, Greinke, Cole, Scherzer, that these guys, after 100 pitches, are still probably the best option in that point in time. I think I literally said yesterday morning, you know, I'll take Scherzer after 110 in the sixth inning, if need be, over the bullpen. With that as the caveat, the audio of A.J. Hinch saying that, in essence, Gerrit Cole was going to function as their closer only if they were tied or up, that's surprising to me. I hadn't heard that, and that is not the rationale I thought he would have gone to be quite honest. What I thought was the reasoning, and whether I agree with it or not, I would have had to set up, I guess it's valid if he knows his guy, is that a lot of times with these starters, Joe, you don't bring them in the middle of an inning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only bring them in fresh to start an inning. For example, Corbin, I think, started the sixth in place of Scherzer, right? A lot of times these starters, you don't bring them in mid-inning to work out of the stretch, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of a tried and true thing that I've heard before that I think has some validity to it. So if A.J. Hinch said, yeah, we just weren't going to bring in Cole unless it was to start an inning, I'd buy it, okay? But that's not what he says. And so at that point, I think you're absolutely right, Joe. You know, Greinke was cruising. He gave up like one hit. You mentioned the 80 pitches. So it just happened, in my opinion, to be the perfect storm, right? Eaton grounds out, so you get the first one. Then Rendon hits the home run to make it 2-1. But listen, in this world, right, solo home runs aren't really that big of a deal. They happen all the time. They're a little chink in the armor. You keep on going. To me, the huge one is then Soto earns the walk, right? So you're like, uh-oh, this could be one of those rallies that I talk about. But honestly, Joe, I would have ridden my horse until he actually gave up the lead. I would have stuck with Grinke, and then I would have brought in another starter like Cole to start an inning. And you can't say you would have done that to start the seventh because he was pitching a damn one hitter and cruising, Joe.
That book of reasoning it goes out the window in a game seven of a World Series with no tomorrow. You know, I don't, and I understand the concept of it. You know what I mean? Where you don't want to bring in a starter in the middle. I understand it completely, but I think you throw out all of those things that what you would normally do prior to game seven of the World Series, and you just bring the best man in. First of all, it wasn't like you were bringing in a lefty to face to a left. You replaced a righty who had 80 pitches. And by the way, the prior swings of Rendon in that at bat before he hit that home run, he made him look stupid. He just made a bad pitch, and Rendon being the best hitter, he handled it. I mean, it was still a good swing, but he had looked stupid on two swings prior to that home run. To take him out and lift him for a guy that, and people say, well, he was very reliable during the season. Well, he's not. He wasn't.
It was Verlander. Like yesterday.
Verlander was really reliable during the season, too. It's got nothing to do with the moment. You brought this guy in last night, the delay, he gives up the home run, he loses it. You brought this guy into another situation, I thought, that was just, why of all the people would you bring in him? Why have Cole up in the fifth and sixth inning? Why warm him up if you weren't fully prepared to go, you know what, if Greinke gets in trouble, Cole's coming in, and then we'll figure it out from there. It made no sense to me. I thought it was the exact wrong pitcher at the exact wrong time to face Howie Kendrick, who prior to that, the two at-bats against Greinke, dude, he looked like he never swung a bat before. And what do you do? You bring in a guy that throws a fastball, and he ends up going with it the other way. Like, what? I just don't get it. And, yeah, by the way, it didn't stop there. You brought in Asuna to replace Harris. He gives up a run. You brought in Ryan Presley. Oh, guess what? Yeah, he comes out, gets one out. Then you bring in Joe Smith, and Joe Smith allows two more runs. And, you know, the route is on at that point. All the while, Dave Martinez, plan. Get the most out of Scherzer. Get him to five innings. Let me get to the sixth, and I'm bringing in Corbin for three innings, and then we'll play the cards from there. And congratulations to Scherzer, who once again gutted it out, Dane, without his best stuff. He was throwing 97 on that gun consistently. He made they left 11 base runners on in that game last night. They left 11 base runners with Scherzer on the mound. Was how many base runners had gotten on, and they weren't able to put any more than two across the plate. And that to me was the difference in that game last night. Once again, Scherzer making a big pitch when you needed him from your big picture. Only the Astros didn't allow Greinke to make that kind of pitch. The minute he got, because he wasn't in trouble prior to that.
Greinke was making big pitches
Exactly. He never got himself in that situation. Scherzer, from inning one till he left, every inning he had to make a big pitch to get out, but they trusted him to do it. Where was the trust in Greinke last night? Where was that trust?
That's exactly right. And remember, Joe, that's what we were saying going into it, right? We'll ride our starting pitching horses as far as we can. Now, Joe, I completely agree with you, right? I think the play, it's game effing seven, okay? All the trends go out the window. I agree with you. I would have went to Garrett Cole, okay? Well, all I'm saying is that if AJ Hinch up at the podium last night, instead of saying, oh, yeah, we were only going to bring him in if he was winning in the ninth, blah, blah, blah. If instead he said, like, yeah, I had talked to Garrett Cole, and we knew he had never come out of the bullpen before since college, and we decided we were only going to bring him in at the start of an inning. If he said that, I would have at least had to been like, all right, you at least had a plan. You figured it out, you know? And I could have accepted that a little bit more. I still would have brought in Cole even in the middle of an inning. But if that was his rationale, I would have at least accepted it a little bit more. That's all I'm saying, exactly. Joe.
It's more forgivable. It's a little more forgivable because you can understand.
I would understand it at least.
I don't understand.
It makes baseball logical sense in my mind a little bit more, you know?
I don't get it, though. You got your stud that you went out and traded for that moment right there last night.
He was pitching a one-hitter, Joe.
You know, he'd given up two hits, guys. It was one run on two hits. That was it. That was all you had. And then the first sign of trouble, you go to Will Harris, like that's the guy you bring in.
And
like,
Rendon was hitting everybody, you know. Rendon was an MVP candidate, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a solo home run, Joe. In these day and age, like a solo home run is actually not that big of a deal. You're kind of still cruising, even if you give up the solo home run.
Yeah, made zero sense. But again, I do also, this was pretty nice too. Brian Cashman has sent a bouquet of flowers to A.J. Hinch after the game, thanking him for not using his pitcher, Garrett Cole, who will be in a Yankee uniform. So classy move by Cashman to go ahead and say thank you for saving him for us. Very good. Yep, very good. That was nice. Little edible little edible arrangement there. So enjoy this, A.J. Thanks for not using him and saving him for the New York Yankees. Overthink, Dane. It was, and we've seen it happen time and time again in baseball. Managers overthink the spot. There's too much of this, too many analytics. You had the guy you needed on the mound last night to finish that inning, and you don't open the door for them. They can't walk through it, but you opened the door for them, and maybe that's the thing that made this team so good. Five guys, count them, five times this postseason, they had to win elimination games, and they won all five. And you want to talk about
deserving?
They came back
against Josh Hader in the NL wild card game.
That's how it opened. That's how it opened. They had to beat the best, and they beat the best. I mean, congratulations. Absolutely. There's nothing else to say. The best team in baseball won. Period. They won. Yep. Houston, I don't know. This is a bitter pill to swallow here, but the odds are out for next year.
That's where I was
going to
go,
look
Joe.
At the way too early odds for next year's World Series champion. We'll do that coming up. Make it rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk, I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, hats off to, when it's all said and done, Mattress Mac there, the 68-year-old philanthropist and degenerate gambler, mattress furniture store owner, yeah, who, when it was all said and done, tallied up, guys, lost $13 million in bets after the Nationals beat the Astros 6-2 in that Game 7 last night. And the wagers all totaled, the ones that at least we know about, that $13 million would have netted him $25 had they won. But it wasn't, Dana, it wasn't the bets or the whole month that has been about Mattress Mac. It was all about the moment after the game was over, and they interviewed him and asked him if he had any thoughts. And this is really what kind of turned the page for me on him.
Yeah.
His response to them was not, "Hey, you know, I love the guys." He actually wanted to thank, and let me make sure that I have. He said, "I'd like to thank the Beau Rivage Sportsbook for not taking my $500,000 bet earlier today that I wanted to place on the Astros." That was number one. He also liked to thank another book for always having the highest odds against the Astros, making me take my business elsewhere. And he'd also like to thank another book for cutting him off. You really did save me money. That's what he opened with, Dane. And just like that, yeah, I'm good, man. Like, I'm good, man. You're all right in my book, dude. If that's the first thing out of your mouth, you're all right in my book, man.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I put it on Twitter live yesterday. I also changed my opinion of Mattress Mac, like, yesterday. A few things happened, okay? One, Ravel tweeted out that, like, last night he brought mothers and, you know, parents of kids who got killed in combat. He bought tickets for their parents for Game 6. In Game 7, he brought pediatric cancer patients with extra tickets. Like, I can't hate on that, Joe.
No, you know what I mean? No, he's
and
a big philanthropist. You're right.
I saw a shot of him, you know, during the game. And to be quite honest, Joe, this man did not look like what I thought he was going to look like. Okay. Right. I thought, when you talk about, you know, older man, furniture mogul making these bets, I thought he was going to look like Pat Riley. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be a little bit greasier. Then I see him with an Astros beanie. He's a little old man, you know, having fun, high-fiving people. And I was like, you know what? I can't hate this dude. I really can't. And so I similarly, it wasn't even with the post-game comments, but I turned the page also on my Mattress Mac, and I wanted to, like, make fun of him today. But after seeing him and some of the things he did, I was like, listen, man, more power to you.
Yeah, I give it. He's a big philanthropist, which didn't get enough publicity. It was all about his bets. But the funny part is, for that to be the first thing on your mind is just digging all the books that turned away your money, I think is just
that's like,
kudos,
remember when
brother.
Ron Artest, like, thanked his therapist on the floor, like, right after winning the NBA title?
Exactly.
He was like, I want to thank my psychiatrist. Yep. You know, it was great.
Very good. Absolutely very good. Congratulations. But I can tell you this. I am fairly certain one of the new bets that he will make.
Yeah.
We do have the 2020 World Series odds out, Dane. And
you can get him at 5-1.
Didn't take long here. You got the Yankees, Dodgers, Houston. Those are your big three once again. The Nationals, who just won it, hanging around that 15-1 mark. Now, there are serious question marks, obviously, once the celebrations is over. You know, what is that addition of the Nats going to look like? Will they have Rendon? Will they have Strasburg? Will they have, you know, sure. Like, who? What is this team going to look like next year, I wonder, now that they've won the World Series? Do you give guys, will guys be willing to take, you know, maybe 1 or 2 year deals here in order to be able to see if they can't repeat? I don't know. Winning, you know, going through war like this changes dudes. I don't know exactly. Like, Rendon turned down $230 million over 7 years already. Do they change their minds now? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and what they look like next year.
It will be very, very interesting. You're absolutely right. No team will look exactly the same, right? And free agency is big. You know, here's the way I think about it. Remember when we were like looking at the NBA odds, Joe, like before free agency happened, right? So I think at this point, you have to pick a team that is not one of these favorites, you know, is down lower, Joe, down below, for me, down below 20 to 1 that you think will improve dramatically due to free agency, the winter meetings, and that sort of thing. That's the way I look at it. There's no sense in betting the Astros, the Dodgers, the Yankees, something like that now, because quite frankly, I can get that number in March. They're going to be the top three anyway. I want to find, like we did last year with, like, you know, the Clippers in the NBA, where we thought this was going to happen. I've got a team that, Joe, is at 40 to 1 right now that I actually believe, I think they may spend literally $1 billion in free agency. And I think when you said Brian Cashman is sending the edible arrangement, I don't think so. I think there's another team that is getting ready to finally shove their chips into the table. And I think an indicator of it was they hired Joe Maddon as their manager. They have the best player in baseball, and they're wasting his career. And Joe, both Garrett Cole and Steven Strasburg are from California. California kids. Rendon could be the icing on the cake. I think the Los Angeles Angels are going to spend a ton of money in this offseason with the new skipper, Joe Maddon. And Joe, they're at 40 to 1. I'm going to tell you this, by spring training, that number is going to be a lot shorter. I like the Angels in this futures market, Joe.
Well, you can get better than that, dude. They're 65 in a lot of other places.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, you can shop that around, dude, because there's some big numbers floating out there for the Angels. But also keep in mind, too, I think the Red Sox they're in rebuild mode. I do think that the Indians, of course, will be there. I think the Phillies, talk about spending money. Why stop here at this particular point? The Cubs,
the
Cardinals,
their arms.
The Mets. Yeah. The only thing we know about the Astros under contract, Verlander, Greinke will be back regardless. The question is, will they pony up for Garrett Cole? They're going to have a lot of competition here. And obviously the Yankees are at the top of the list going to make a play. I think what they recognized and what every other major league organization should have recognized and take away from this run by the Nationals is that you can hit, you know, I bet you anything, the Yankees and Twins would tell you today that I wish we hit 200 less home runs and did a little more of the, I don't know, playing defense, manufacturing runs, moving guys over, you know, playing the game of baseball. And oh, yeah, you're going to need a couple of frontline starters that you can guarantee and go to war with. That's what you need. And maybe the unsung hero to me, Patrick Corbin, he's not going to get a lot of love here, Dane. But what he did this postseason, spent the entire year, guys, almost a 20-game winner, starting pitcher. Five times he was asked in the postseason to come into middle of the games and spell relief. Not an easy thing to do for a starting pitcher. And I got to tell you that what he did last night, it'll fly under the radar, Dane, but he gave them everything they needed and more to be able to win that game. If he doesn't pitch as good as that, and they've got to go back to the pen. This is a different storyline. He really is the unsung hero of that team.
Yeah. And he was paid handsomly last offseason. to start, yep. But, you know, he did whatever was needed for that team. Absolutely. Yep. You know, Joe, you and I are both Yankees fans, right? And let's look at the Yankees as a microcosm. Let's put it this way. I want Gio Urshela in the lineup over Mike Stanton. You know what I mean? Yep. In these kind of playoff situations. I want Brett Gardner instead of Edwin Encarnacion. Right? Mm-hmm. I need guys like the DJ LeMahieu who can do those kinds of things. Joe, if you go back to 2002, Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. You know who won the World Series that year? The Angels, with guys like David Eckstein stringing rallies together. The Rally Monkey. You remember that?
Yeah, like, that's absolutely what you need.
And I said it in the trading deadline, right? All I wanted for the Yankees was a starting pitcher that they could start in game one or two up against a Cole or a Verlander. I said it then, I'll say it now. We needed a starting pitcher above the line of Tanaka that can go at it so we don't have a bullpen kind of game or J.A. Happ or something like that. That is what they need. And we'll see. That is what will get rewarded in the offseason. These 32-year-old players who can hit 30 home runs are a dime a dozen now. Josh Donaldson, who's a free agent, he ain't going to make a ton of money. The frontline starters, that's where teams will actually still make those investments. And they're right to do so. And like I said before, Joe, I think the Angels are going to blow their wad. Joe Maddon, finally, you know, that's a signal to me. And I think if they wind up with Cole and Strasburg at the top of their rotation, you know, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it, though, man, because if it's one thing we know about Artie Moreno, he's already wrote a $400 million check, and he's made it very well known he don't want to write any more. So let's see exactly what they're willing to do over there at Disney and company, because you're going to have to spend whatever you spent $400 million on your boy Trout.
$1 billion for the three of them.
You've got a drug problem in that clubhouse. You got a whole lot of other things going on, Angels. You better figure out exactly which direction you're going. But you're not going to do it without frontline starters. And Scherzer last night to allow every inning. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. 11 runners he had to deal with in five innings that he had to pitch around, work around. They were only able to put two runners across. They had 11 chances, guys, which was crazy, in five innings pitched. You had 11 runners against Max Scherzer. And you know what? In the big moment at the big time, maybe a blessing in disguise, Dane, that whole fact he couldn't get up and out of bed. Thank God for cortisone. Thank God. You know, it worked out perfect, because if you don't have him for five innings to start that game seven, yeah, this is we could be talking a totally different situation. It just lined up when it is meant to be. It's meant to be, guys, because Scherzer was the guy you needed on the mound in that game seven, as well as Greinke. They had the people lined up that you can plan all you want, which is what cracks me up. Like, all of these guys with the numbers and that, you can plan best you want. You can't plan for a guy that can't even wipe his own ass on a day, has to miss a game five start, and then, you know, come back for a game seven. And you don't know, like we said all day yesterday, what are we going to, I don't know what we're going to get. Suppose it locks up on him in the second, like in the bullpen. Like, you know, you got to prepare
like,
for that.
I can't go. I can't move.
Crazy. You know, and Greinke, to his credit, looked like crap the last three or four times out. Like, it was very iffy. And last night looked vintage Greinke. Oh, and you wasted it by not allowing him to throw his 81st pitch. Is just mind-blowing to me. But he'll be back. You're paying him regardless. Him and Verlander will be back. I do think the innings load management might be big thing for teams next year, too, Dane. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I think we're going to have the opener come in more play. And, Joe, I know it sounds crazy. They do it in Japan. I would not be surprised if we start to see a six-man rotation sometime soon.
I'm with you, bro. You're right. You're absolutely correct, man. Because
I really wouldn't be surprised at all.
You look at Verlander, guys, the way what he was in July and what he was in October are two times. What he was in September compared to what he was in October. Guys are getting up there. Yep, guys are getting out there. But ultimately, no excuse. Scherzer's the same age, used just as much. You got to be able to make big pitches in big moments. Yeah, that's why they're world champions. Speaking of world champions, the Warriors just got worse, if that's even possible. We'll let you hear it next.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The day after, Major League Baseball has a champion. Thursday night football, just hours away here as we get ready for week 9 of the NFL season. And Bavona is enjoying his Halloween here. Is that good there, Bavona? What do you got going on for us there, brother? What's going on there in the pit of misery today?
So I was actually going to come up and do the news update because I thought our good friend Alex Fasano was going to be running late, but he actually did show up. So all I really wanted to do, because I wasn't ready to do a news update, I was going to give you guys a couple of Halloween facts about this year.
Love it.
What you got? Here's one of them, guys. Do you know that Halloween-related spending is upwards of $8.8 billion in the United States?
Yeah, it's a commercial holiday.
Yeah.
All right, now hold on, Bavona. I'm gonna do your part here. I'm gonna give you a little music here so you can do these facts. You ready?
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. All right. Did you also guys know 44% of Americans plan to carve a pumpkin?
Really?
Yep. We got 44% of Americans that are gonna do that. 49% of Americans plan to decorate their homes. Not only that. We got 47% of Americans, they plan to dress in costumes. Do you know how much money they're going to spend on that, guys?
How much?
$3.2 billion.
Wow.
$3.2 billion. And even better, guys, 17% of Americans are going to dress their pets up for Halloween. Guys, do you know who's one of those 17%?
You are.
I'm going to say... Yours truly?
You are looking at the – well, you can't see me right now. Joe, I actually sent you a picture. I sent you an email. If you don't mind just throwing it up
there
for me.
I sent you the sexy Bob Ross and the sexy Mr.
Bob Ross. We also have the sexy Bob Ross. We have the sexy Mr. Rogers, which is just unfriggin' believable, guys. But
see which one we like better, Joe, in the next segment. Let's judge the Bob Ross and the Mr. Rogers and see which neighborhood we would like better.
Well, I will say this, guys. Wait till you see. That's my dog as Spider Dog. What can I say? I really just wanted to show him off. That's my dog, Doc.
Your yoga pants that the dog is laying on?
That's my wife. That's my wife's yoga pants.
Martinez, you're killing me, man. Way to go. I love the outfit, by the way.
Thank
absolutely fantastic. Very nice. Well done.
He hates us. He hates
just
us so much for
the
that.
Economy, dude.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.